cotton buttons. I'm a first man. She likes my cowboy hat, but she loves me for my twang. Reminds her of a little hang. When she hears me on the radio, she knows that it's me by the way I sing. She loves me for my twang. Loves me for my twang.
Nine minutes till Rough Riders baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders baseball. Seven minutes till Rough Riders baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders baseball. Five minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
Somebody told me that you found somebody new and you're happy. told him I was just somebody you used to know.
I know he doesn't know it all, but he don't know that you and me had something chemical. The things you said to me when we were drunk in Montreal. I bet you told him about me, but no, he doesn't know it all.
Just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Was the knight in shining armor in your movie? Would put your lips on mine and love the aftertaste now. I'm a ghost, I call your name, you look right through me. You're the reason that I just can't concentrate. Hey! I've been trying to fix my pride, but now you're broken. Now you're broken. Lie, 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 and try to hide, but now you know it, that I'm at an all-time.
Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
These empties, Lord, as soon as I find where they lay, tied off them jolly and leaving mines on a long hot summer day. And for every day I'm working on the Illinois River, get a half a day off with pay. Oh, Tobo picking up barges on a long hot summer day.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away.
One minute left till Rough Riders Baseball. Just 30 more seconds. Let's ride.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark, and here's your host, Luke Maley.
Hello and welcome into Riders Field here in Frisco, Texas. It's a beautiful night for baseball, 90 plus the temperature. The skies are blue. A couple of clouds off in the distance beyond left center field. But nonetheless, a great night for some baseball. Game number two of this second half. The Riders come in 1-0 off of a win last night. They took it 3-2 over the Astros' affiliated Hooks. Overall in the year, the Riders 20 games above 500. Corpus Christi looking for their first win in this second half, sitting at 26-44 overall. Luke Maley with you here on the pregame show. We'll be joined by the voice of the Riders and Zach Bigley in just a few minutes. Let's go ahead and dive into tonight's pitching matchup. It starts with a right-hander in Miguel Ulloa, making his 15th appearance and 13th start of the year for this Hooks team. He's 3-3 with a 4.66 ERA on the season. That's 34 earned runs and 65 and two-thirds innings of work. The numbers that really jump out at you are 91 strikeouts, 42 walks. So a high strikeout guy, a high walk guy as well. And that's really been the issue for Ulloa. You look at his opponent average against, it's just 163. A guy that doesn't allow much contact and doesn't allow hard contact hardly ever. The slugging number's very, very low. The Riders are familiar with him, though. We've seen both sides of Miguel Ulloa on the year against the Riders. He's made three appearances, two of those starts. No decision to this point with a 5.14 ERA. It's eight earned runs and 14 innings of work. He's racked up 21 strikeouts with a number that's bit him a bit, 12 walks issued. So it's been on par with how the season has gone for Ulloa. And on the other side, it's Ryan Garcia who gets the ball for the Riders. Garcia has been really, really good as of late. He's 5-3 with a 4.36 ERA. The 26-year-old from Arcadia, California, a 2019 draft pick by the Rangers. 51 strikeouts and 53 and two-thirds innings of work. 31 walks, and he's been tagged with three homers. Garcia, a guy that when he lives in the zone, good things happen. Comes at you with a fastball, cutter, slider, sweeper, changeup mix. And when that changeup is on, which has been the theme for him, it has been his best pitch. A guy that when he lives in the zone can go to that changeup, and when he trusts it, it's hard to hit. Should be a really exciting one. Game two of this six-game set here from Frisco, Texas, between the Hooks and the Rough Riders. Just a few minutes away, we'll step aside on the pregame show. When we come back, you'll hear from one of the newer members of this Rough Riders group in Skylar Hayes.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire crew. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Yesterday, you got part one of our two-part interview with Rough Riders reliever Skylar Hayes. We'll go ahead and dive into part two, talking a little bit about his time at Santa Clara and transitioning into professional baseball. So, how did you end up deciding on Santa Clara? What was that recruiting process like for you?
Yeah, for me, there wasn't too much attention. It was kind of like coming out of Reno, we wouldn't travel much. There wasn't many schools coming over the hill and coming to see us, so it was kind of difficult, but had an older teammate at Santa Clara, and my high school coach was great connection, worked with us, kept all our stats, did everything could ever ask for a coach, and helped get me connected with Santa Clara. And it was between them and staying home at UNR, but growing up, we'd shovel the field in the winters and then go practice later that day, and I wasn't up for the cold for the next 4 years. I did my time in snowy winters, so figured I'd go California. It was only about a four-hour drive away, so close enough I could get home when I wanted, and nice to be able to experience something new.
No doubt about it. Well, then you go through a pretty good career at Santa Clara. I'm sure you have a pretty good feeling that you're going to hear your name called. I don't know what the thoughts were. You ended up going pretty early to the Rangers. Did you know that the Rangers were a pretty strong possibility, or what was it like getting ready for the draft?
Yeah, going up into it, just do interviews with all kinds of teams, and actually went to the combine as well, and kind of just talking with other teams. Rangers had interest in their area scout, Gabe Sandy, had said he followed me through high school, and he's a great guy, and he did his work and really liked me, and so give credit to him and thank him for everything I've gone through so far and getting me to where I am, and excited and grateful for the opportunity he gave me.
Well, you get into the Rangers organization, you now up here in Double A for the first time, here in Frisco, coming from Hickory in High A. What was your time like in Hickory, and what does it mean to be here now?
Yeah, my time in Hickory was great. It was a great experience, great group of guys. It was a relatively young team at the beginning of the year, and just grinding day in and day out with them and all the ups and downs, just minor league baseball, how it goes, and helped me get to where I am right now, thanks to all the coaches and everything for what they did, practices, and just fundamental baseball, and now being able to come up to this team and add to the already impressive season they've had so far. I'm looking forward to it and excited.
I love it. Well, Skyler, we'll kind of let you go with the last couple thoughts, but this coaching staff, especially on the pitching side, and, you know, I don't know how much you've rubbed elbows with Carlos Cardozo, the manager, and then obviously John Goble, the pitching coach, but is this a group of coaches that you're familiar with, you've seen in spring training, or is this kind of a brand new group for you?
Yeah, pretty new, except for I worked with Goble throughout spring training and had a great time with him. He was a really smart man and gave me lots of offer and build off of, and super excited to work with him. And then Carlos too, heard amazing things about him, and looking forward to working under this staff, and super excited to get started.
Yeah, we're super excited to see you work out of the pen. You mentioned fans can expect some gas on the radar gun, maybe some hundreds up there, high 90s at the very least. What's something off the field or just mentality wise about you that you'd like fans to know here in Frisco?
Yeah, I don't know, just day in, day out, I'm a grinder. Like to come in and get my work done and just leave it all out there.
What about off the field? Is there anything that on your off day you really tend to lean towards in terms of activities? Are you a gamer? You like to get out and hike? What's an off day look like for you?
Yeah, occasional video games here and there, but so far this season been big into golf on the off days, and you know, as a pitching staff, they all look forward to those Monday off day golf days and experiencing new different golf courses, and looks like there's a lot around here, so looking forward to that.
There certainly is a lot of golf to be had around here. A lot of good baseball going on this week here at Riders Field as we kick off the second half. Skyler, thanks so much for the time, and good luck. Maybe the first appearance tonight, we'll see.
Thank you very much.
That's Rough Riders relief pitcher Skyler Hales here on the pregame show. We're going to step aside, but when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network, we'll get you set for first pitch with the starting lineups for Game 2 of this six-game series with the Corpus Christi Hooks.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly in Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hi, it's Ben Anderson thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
Just about 5 minutes out from first pitch between the Hooks and the Rough Riders. Let's get you those starting lineups first for the visiting Corpus Christi Hooks. Jeremy Orocho in the lineup after a day off. He'll play left field and lead things off. Jacob Melton will roam center field and bat second. Batting third is the third baseman, Zach DiCenzo. The cleanup man tonight, the first baseman, Jordan Brewer. Jerron Williams in the lineup for the first time against the Riders in this series. He'll play shortstop. Pascanel Ferreras is the second baseman. He'll bat sixth. Batting seventh is the catcher, Cullen Price. Kennedy Corona shifts over to right field after playing center last night. He'll bat eighth. Zach Cole is the designated hitter and will round out this Hooks lineup. Again, for Corpus Christi, it is Orocho, Melton, DiCenzo, Brewer, Williams, Ferreras, Price, Corona, and Cole. And then for the Rough Riders, tonight behind Ryan Garcia, Kellen Strong will lead things off in Roman left field. Liam Hicks will do the catching. He'll bat second. Batting third is the DH, Aaron Zavala. The third baseman, Caber Rodriguez, slides into the fourth spot, followed by Franer Chavez. He'll play the one back. The shortstop, Maximo Acosta, will bat sixth, and behind him is the right fielder, Jesel Cepeda, batting seventh. Batting eighth is the second baseman tonight, Alex Dugoti, and rounding out Carlos Cardoza's lineup is the center fielder, Daniel Mateo. Again, for the Riders, it is Strom, Hicks, Zavala, Rodriguez, Chavez, Acosta, Cepeda, Dugoti, and Mateo. Should be a lot of fun. Game two of this second half, game two of this six-game series here in Frisco between the Astros-affiliated Hooks and the Rangers-affiliated Rough Riders. We'll step aside on the pregame show when we come back. Zach Bigley will rejoin us and take us to first pitch.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free, presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Spend Independence Day at Riders Field with Stars and Stripes Night, presented by Rhythm Energy. The night features a patriotic Teddy tank top giveaway at the gates, courtesy of Rhythm Energy, and our biggest and brightest fireworks show of the season. It's also Thirsty Thursday with half-priced Coors Light, Truly, and Big Stick Blonde through the seventh inning. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River ticket to catch the game from the Lazy River with $2 drink specials until 8 p.m. See you at Riders Field on Thursday, the 4th of July, with first pitch against the Arkansas Travelers at 7:05 p.m. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Join us for a night about nothing on Sunday, July 28th. Yes, you heard that correctly, but don't get it confused. Unlike George and Jerry, we have a plan. Giddy up to Riders Field for a night about nothing featuring an appearance from John O'Hurley, who played Jay Peterman on the show Seinfeld. Enjoy a night filled with Seinfeld-themed games and stay after for a post-game fireworks show. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Fun is on deck when you bring your group outing to the Dugout Deck at Riders Field. Located on the first base side of the stadium, the Dugout Deck provides your group with a great view of the game and all-you-can-eat food, beer, and wine from the Founders Express concession stand. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more.
And he made the grab.
He makes the diving catch, and the Riders win.
Now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
If it stays fair, there's no doubt about it. Over the Lazy River.
Gone!
The Riders have come storming back.
It's out of here!
The Frisco Rough Riders are the 2022 Texas League champions and a proud AA affiliate of the world champion Texas Rangers.
Good night! And it's gone! The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions!
Oh my goodness! What a play!
Oh baby, what a night!
Now, let's head out to the ballpark for today's game. here's Zach Bigley and Luke Maley.
On a gorgeous night for baseball in North Texas, it's the Frisco Rough Riders and the Corpus Christi Hooks getting ready for Game 2 of this six-game series. Hi, everybody, and we welcome you high atop Riders Field. Alongside Luke Maley, I'm Zach Bigley, and very happy to have you as the Rough Riders open up the second half of play yesterday with a win 3-2 over Corpus Christi. They look to make it two in a row here in this homestand. Jeremy Orocho in from the left side. He's ready to go against Ryan Garcia, making his 12th start of the year. He's 5-3 with a 4.36 earned run average. His eighth career start against these Corpus Christi Hooks. And we are ready for baseball. Left-hander at the plate, right-hander on the hill. Garcia shoulders square to the plate, and the first pitch of the game is up and away. It's one ball and no strikes, and we're underway. 1 minute tardy, 7:06 in the p.m. here in Frisco, Texas. It's a warm one, that's for sure. 97 degrees, the 1-0. Upper edge inside corner for a strike, and it's one ball and one strike on Orocho. With 51% humidity, it's a feels like of 106 today. Here's the wind back in the 1-1. Swing and a miss, burned it right by him. And it's one ball and two strikes. Sunshine up above, soft winds blowing out to left field at 7 miles an hour with 10-mile-an-hour gusts on this Wednesday. Orocho back in from the left-handed batter's box, making his first appearance in this series. You can see not a cloud in the sky. It's a gorgeous day. 1-2. Swing and a miss. He got him. Changeup at the bottom of the zone, and Ryan Garcia has his first strikeout. One batter up, one batter down on the K, and here's Jacob Melton. That changeup is the best pitch for Ryan Garcia. He has been dominant with it this year. And right away, he picks up the strikeout on that change. He goes with a five-pitch mix. Fastball, it's a four-seamer. Cutter, slider, sweeper, and change as the pitch comes high and inside. And it's one ball and no strikes on Melton, who went 2-for-4 in the opener yesterday with a double, a single, and a couple runs scored. 1-0. Just below the zone, and it's two balls and no strikes. Melton, the number one prospect in the Astros organization. Garcia rocks and deals. A hard line drive out to second on one hop. DeGody's got it to his left. He spins in shallow right and throws him out. Two away. Easy play for DeGody on a ball that was stung off the bat of Melton at 105 miles an hour, but second baseman able to reel it in. Well, Zach DiCenzo takes his turn now, right-handed hitter. Just seven pitches for Garcia to dispatch of the first two batters here in the first inning. DiCenzo, tall right-handed hitter, bends low, the pitch. Middle offering on the cutter for a strike, and it's 0-1. Defense behind Ryan Garcia today, it's Kellen Strom in left, Daniel Mateo in center, and Hazel Cepeda in right. He rocks back in the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Out in front, and it's 0-2. Caber Rodriguez at third, Max Acosta at short, Alex DeGody the second baseman. Pringer Chavez at first, and Liam Hicks catches today. The pitch. Slap the other way, foul out of play, and it's still no balls and two strikes on DiCenzo, playing in just his seventh game for the Hooks this season, coming off a wrist injury in the early part of the year. Garcia looks in for his sign. He winds and fires. Swing and a foul back into Hicks' glove. He hangs on for strike three, and it's a 1-2-3, two-strikeout inning for Ryan Garcia. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. We go into the bottom of the first. It's the Hooks nothing. The Riders to the plate next on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
My dad is a proud girl dad.
Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a girl, Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Hey, this is Josh Hatcher, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Kellen Strom starts the Rough Riders offense in the bottom of the first inning after a 1-2-3 frame for Ryan Garcia. It's Miguel Ulloa making his fourth appearance and third start against the Rough Riders. Ryan Anders, shoulders square to the plate, he winds and fires. Foul straight back, and it's 0-1 on Strom, who went 1-for-4 yesterday with an RBI single in the Rough Riders 3-2 thriller. Frisco getting a go-ahead home run from Cody Freeman in the bottom of the eighth inning. Here's the wind back, and Ulloa pitches. Fouled straight back. Elevated slider, and it's 0-2 on Strom. Well, Miguel Ulloa has been feast or famine this year. The 22-year-old is the number 20 prospect in the Astros organization. Stands 6'1", 205 pounds out of Puerto Plata in the Dominican Republic. 0-2, fouled straight back on a high fastball at 95. Still no balls and two strikes. Ulloa is the league leader in strikeouts with 91 this season in 65 2/3 innings. Just ridiculous. He's striking out 33% of the batters he sees. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. Slider off the outside corner. He gets Kellen Strom. There's one away. It's a hard slider. He throws it in the upper 80s, and it can even profile as a cutter. The Astros organization calls it a slider. The Rangers organization says it's closer to a cutter, but either way, it's nasty. The majority of his strikeouts, though, come on his fastball. One away and a scoreless first. Here's Liam Hicks in the offering. Up and away, it's one ball and no strikes. Ulloa has an incredible fastball up in the zone. It has what's called really good vert on it, really good vertical movement. Here's the wind back in the 1-0 pitch. Swinging a foul at the plate. Back behind home, and it's one ball and one strike. Essentially, if you're not familiar, as some of you may know, what vertical break means is essentially it fights against gravity. So it's a pitch that looks like it's almost rising at the top of the zone. He winds back here in the 1-1. On the inside corner for a strike with the changeup, and it's 1-2. But in reality, it's just fighting gravity a little bit more, so it's not rising. It's just not dropping as much. He winds back here in the 1-2. Up and inside, barely missing with the fastball, and it's two balls and two strikes. There's a metric called induced vertical break, which is really getting into the nitty-gritty of kind of the nerdy stuff of baseball, but that's really the best way to explain how good Ulloa's fastball is. 2-2. Swinging a grounder foul back behind home, and it's still two balls and two strikes. For a fastball to have really good ride to it, meaning it has really good rise up in the zone, 20 inches is really good of induced vertical break. And when you're looking at a good fastball that breaks up versus not a good one, 2 inches is a massive difference. 2-2. Catches a piece of a slider down low and inside and fouls it back behind home. It's still two balls and two strikes. Ulloa's fastball has been at 21 inches of induced vertical break. And remember, 20 is really, really good. He's at 21. And so that pitch just seems to climb the ladder even higher to a lot of these hitters when he elevates it in the zone. 2-2. That's up and away, and it's three balls and two strikes now on Hicks, who's been one of the most difficult hitters to strike out in the Texas League this year. So it's a matchup against strength and strength. 3-2. He fouls it back again, and it's still 3-2. We mentioned it's the good and the bad with Uyola. 91 strikeouts, 33% strikeout rate, first in the Texas League. But he's also walking 15% of the batters that he faces. That is also the highest mark in the Texas League. So a lot of walks, a lot of strikeouts. 3-2 pitch. Swinging a ground ball the opposite way to Zenzo at 30. Bobbles slightly. Collects and throws under first just in time to get the Riders' catcher. And there are two outs.
Well, Zach, Uyola maybe won the battle there with Liam Hicks. But after Hicks saw so many pitchers, there's a pretty good chance Liam might come back and win the war, because he just saw 10 pitches in that late appearance. And for a guy like this with such high strikeout numbers, the more you can see, the more you can adjust. So the second plate appearance, watch out for Liam Hicks.
Here's Zavala now, and the first pitch is a breaking ball for a strike, and it's 0-1. And if that's true, Aaron Zavala has to feel pretty good against Uyola. He homered against him down in Corpus earlier in the month. 0-1. He swings and flies it to shallow center field. Melton jogging in. He's there. He reaches skyward, plucks it out of the sky, and retires the side in order in the first. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. We're scoreless into the second inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Rhythm Energy is offering the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas with their brand new PowerShift electricity plans. With our ACs about to get a workout all summer long, you can't beat the heat, but you also can't beat the savings Rhythm Energy is offering with PowerShift. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, it's Ben Anderson, thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
Got ourselves a pitcher's duel through one inning. Both pitchers going 1-2-3. Garcia retiring 2 via the strikeout. He faces the middle third of the order here in the second. It's Jordan Brewer, Jaron Williams, and Pascanel Ferreras. Garcia, 11 pitches, 8 strikes in that first inning. Jordan Brewer went 2-for-3 yesterday, was also hit by a pitch. Climbs in from the right side. Garcia peers in over a black glove, rocks and fires. There's a fly ball into shallow right center field. Degody jogging back, the second baseman a two-handed squeeze over his ball cap, turning his shoulders back to the infield. He makes the catch on the pop-up, one away. Jaron Williams, the shortstop, takes his turn, making his first appearance in this series. 0-0 our score. Top of the second, one out, bases clear. Williams, who started the season in High A Asheville, now up here in Double A Corpus, the pitch. Strike on the upper edge, outside corner. It's 0-1. So far, Williams in 19 games just hitting .219 with a .681 OPS, below average. 0-1. There's a high fly ball into shallow left field. Strom jogging in with his sunglasses on his ball cap. He maneuvers into the shade and reaches up to make the one-handed squeeze. Two up, two down on just 3 pitches in this second inning, and Pascanel Ferreras stands in now. Ferreras also making that first appearance in this series. The second baseman who didn't play in the opener yesterday. 3-2 win for the Rough Riders. Garcia pins his black glove against his left breast. Now has his sign in the pitch. There's a swing and a line drive. Broken bat floater into shallow right. It dunks in for a base hit. And Ferreras has the first base runner by either side today. Going to the opposite way, right off the end of the bat, broke his bat, and just lofted it into the outfield.
Yeah, if you're Ryan Garcia, you made a good pitch there. Just on the edge of the strike zone there, and good piece of hitting to shoot it the other way by Ferreras, and lost his bat in the process. You're not going to get too many hits with that swing, but it happened to fall. See if Garcia can come right at Colin Price here and get this final out.
It really seems like that's been the issue for Garcia this year, is being unlucky as the offering is fouled back. It's 0-1. We talked about that changeup and how well he'd instituted it after struggling in his first three starts. Since instituting the changeup into his arsenal, he's 5-1 in eight starts with a 3.05 ERA. It's been really, really good. He's ready from the stretch and the pitch. That's low and away off of Hicks's glove, and it rolls up the first baseline, allowing Ferreras to take second. We'll see if that goes wild pitch or past ball. It was a changeup down and away, but not in the dirt. And just clanked off Hicks's glove.
I would have to lean towards likely past ball. Not an easy pitch to handle, but one that Hicks would probably say, that one's on me.
Yeah, no doubt. The runner in second, two outs, scoreless in the top of the second. The 0-1. Swinging a line drive, looped into left, and it's down for a base hit. Ferreras around third, and he comes in to score without a throw. Strom's throw goes into second, and it's 1-0 Corpus. RBI single for Colin Price, and he got that changeup at the bottom of the zone and just yanked it down that left field line for the RBI single. So back-to-back singles, and right away that passed ball, as it is marked, comes back to bite Garcia. It's an unearned run as it stands right now with two outs. And Kennedy Corona stands in.
Yeah, that's painful for Garcia. You make a good pitch, then you see a base hit, another base hit there, scores a run.
First pitch, check swing, and a strike called anyway on a fastball at the top of the zone. How effective has that changeup been? Opponents coming into today were hitting just 0.85 against it on the season. He readies and fires. That's up and in with a fastball, brushing back Corona, and it's one ball and one strike. A 1-0 Corpus Christi here in the second. 44% of the time when opponents swing at that changeup, they miss. That is an incredibly high mark, and Garcia has used it very effectively. The pitch. Swinging a foul back into Hicks's glove on the slider this time. And it's one ball and two strikes now on Corona in the top of the second inning. And you think, yeah, that's a very high whiff rate, but a lot of that has been chase out of the zone. And that time, that changeup that Price singled on in the zone. The pitch bounces out in front of home plate. Hicks blocks. Price takes off for second. And he can't corral the baseball fast enough to throw down, so Price reaches on the wild pitch. And that time, he spiked the changeup about 3 or 4 feet in front of the plate.
Yeah, and Hicks did everything he could on that pitch. Did everything right. Just happened to glance off. A little firm, rolled up the line, a good read to move up 90 feet for Colin Price.
And that now makes it an earned run against Garcia as well. Here's the stretch and the pitch. Swinging a grounder foul back behind home, and it's still one ball and two strikes. 1-0 Corpus Christi here in the second. Corona 1-for-4 yesterday in the opener of this series. He's had a tough time at the plate this season, hitting under 200. The pitch is lined into shallow right center field. Mateo coming on. He reaches up, and it went over his glove and all the way back to the warning track. Price scores. Corona around second. He loses the helmet, heads to third, and gets stopped right there. It's 2-0 Corpus Christi on a line drive to Mateo that he came in on, misjudged it, reached up, kind of alligator-armed it, and it went off the tip of his glove and all the way back behind him. An error on Daniel Mateo allows the second run to come in to score, and if Kennedy Corona had been running out of the box, it possibly could have been an inside-the-park home run, but he was jogging, thinking that Mateo was going to corral that baseball.
Yeah, that's really tough for Garcia. That's the first hard-hit ball of the inning, 96 off the bat. And Mateo just started in, and then by the time he realized he needed to go back, it was just beyond his reach. Reached up, and it tipped off the top of his glove, and then rolled all the way underneath that 409 sign in center field. Tough break for Garcia, who got the first two outs with ease in this frame with a pop out and a fly out. And then you get the weak base hit, and things kind of unravel here on him here in the top of the second.
Mateo, an excellent fielder. He won Defender of the Year last year in the organization. He has a tendency, though, to catch the ball off to the left side of his face. The pitch. Swing and a miss, and a good slider down and into Zach Cole, and it's 0-1. That's the exact spot that we saw Steven attack Cole yesterday. Down and in with that same slider. But Mateo has the tendency to catch it off to his left side. He tried to do that again, and it was just a little bit too low. The pitch. At the bottom of the zone for a strike again with the slider, and it's 0-2 now on Cole with two outs and two in this second inning. Garcia readies. Pull side shift in the pitch. And that's just outside. Missing on the slider once again. One ball and two strikes. Garcia conceivably should be out of this inning. The pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Oh, with the slider down the heart of the plate, Cole whiffs through it. And it retires the side here in the second. Third strikeout for Garcia. Two runs across on two hits, an error, and one runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the second. It's 2-0 Corpus on the Riders Baseball Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
At Primrose Schools of Dallas-Fort Worth, we know how to turn a song into a phonics lesson, how to make building with blocks into building friendships, and how to use books to make every child feel like they belong. Because when it comes to early education and care, we believe in balance, in exploring academic skills and life skills, combining purposeful play with nurturing guidance from teachers, and setting children up for success in future classrooms. Learn more about our balanced learning approach at primroseschools.com/DFW.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
We're in the home half of the second inning. The Rough Riders trail the Corpus Christi Hooks 2-0. Alongside Luke Maley, I'm Zach Bigley. Happy to have you. Keber Rodriguez stands in to lead it off against Miguel Ulloa. A couple runs across for the Hooks in the top of the second against Garcia. Now, Riders trying to answer against Ulloa. The pitch. At the bottom of the zone for a strike with the slider. It's 0-1. 15-pitch, 12-strike inning for Ulloa in the first. Rock back in the pitch. That's just outside, or even at 1-1. Rodriguez is hitting 1,000 in the second half. He went 3-for-3 yesterday to open the second half of play. A couple doubles as well. 1-1. Swinging a bouncing ball up the third baseline. DiZenzo's got it. A couple shuffles, and he throws across to get Rodriguez. One away. Frainer Chavez bats now. 2-0 Hooks lead it, bottom of the second. Early on, this is not the Miguel Ulloa you want to see if you're the Rough Riders, and that's the version of him that is throwing strikes. We mentioned he leads not only in strikeout rate, but in walk rate in the Texas League. It's been the same story against the Rough Riders. The pinch. Chavez fouls it away to the left side. It's 0-1. Ulloa in 3 games, 2 starts against the Riders. In 14 innings, he's allowed 8 runs. But in those 14 innings, 21 strikeouts, but also 12 walks, the pitch. And that just hovers below the zone. It's one ball and one strike, missing on the changeup. So a little bit of Jekyll and Hyde from Uyola. And so far we're seeing, is it the Jekyll? Jekyll's the good one? Pitches down low and inside, and it's two balls and one strike. I don't know. I'm not too up on my literature. Do you know?
Yeah, nah, I'm not going to pretend.
Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde? Yeah, something
Jekyll
like
and
that.
Hyde. I don't know. I don't know what's good. Let me give you a report card here.
Okay.
Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Okay. Right.
Is Dr. Jekyll is the good one there? 2-1. That's up and away, and it's three balls and one strike. He turns into Mr. Hyde, right? That's like the monster, I'm pretty sure.
I'm not going to pretend to know.
Here's the windback from Uyola, the 3-1. And that finds the bottom of the zone. A strike. It's 3-2 now.
No one wants to tell me online if Jekyll is good.
3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him. Slider below the zone, and Chavez strikes out 2 away. Second strikeout for Uyola, and now Max Acosta stands in. Those appearances for Uyola, 6 of the 8 runs came in one of them. He allowed 6 runs against the Riders over 5 innings, including a couple homers back on May 4th. First pitch to Acosta. Chopper foul up the third baseline, 0-1. Then, in his most recent start earlier this month on the 8th, he just allowed 1 run over 4 2/3 innings with 7 strikeouts. 0-1. Acosta watches away. Count horizons at 1-1 with 2 outs and the bases clear. It's 2-0 Corpus in the second. Uyola, shoulders square to the plate. He looks over the top of his glove. 1-1. Fouled away, back and out of play to the right side. It's 1-2 now on Acosta. Uyola, as you might expect, was somebody who pitches up in the zone a lot, has the highest fly ball rate in the Texas League this year. Time called, and Acosta steps out. Funny enough, the pitcher with the second highest fly ball rate in the Texas League is his mound opponent today, Ryan Garcia. A lot of fly balls today. 1-2. Bottom of the zone, strike 3 called. Acosta down on strikes. It's the third strikeout today for Uyola, and he's gone 6 up, 6 down through 2 innings. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. We're into the top of the third. It's the Rough Riders and the Hooks with Frisco trailing 2-0. And when we come back, Luke Maley on the play-by-play on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Stars and Stripes Weekend, presented by Leaderboard Signs and Graphics, opens up on the 4th of July. So make sure to join the Rough Riders for the biggest fireworks show of the season, powered by Pyro Shows of Texas. Enjoy half-price drinks and great baseball at Riders Field on Thursday, July 4th. Celebrate America all weekend long with fireworks and fun each night from Thursday, July 4th through Saturday, July 6th as the Rough Riders face off against the Mariners-affiliated Arkansas Travelers. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
This is Steven Jennings, and let's get back to the game.
Alongside Zach Bigley, Luke Maley with you here on the Riders Baseball Network. Ryan Garcia out for the top of the third.
He cruised through the first five batters he faced with a pair of strikeouts. His first offering to Rochos, chopped on the ground. Tough play for Chavez, who hops back and vacuums it in. And he races to the pillow in front of Orocho. Good response from Ryan Garcia after giving up a pair of runs in that second inning. A quick ground out. Went unassisted at first base. Garcia gave up a pair of soft hits in that second inning, followed by an error on the center fielder Daniel Mateo. That produced those two runs, just one of them earned. The pitch home to Jacob Melton, called a strike, up the outer third.
If you want to look for a silver lining, only 18 pitches in that second inning. So it wasn't like it truly inflated his pitch count.
Certainly so. The pitch, check swing, and Melton fouled it off, just trying to hold it back. But that left-handed swing couldn't come to a stop before it made contact with the baseball. Melton, the Astros' top prospect, a guy that missed 18 games spanning the end of May through June 12th. And he played really good right before he got injured. He was hitting .306 over his final 12 games in May with a pair of homers, a couple of doubles, as he shoots this one the other way into left field. Strom camped under it, ranges to his right and makes the play. But for Jacob Melton, just a guy that has struggled to get it going this year. And he drops to 0-for-2 here today. But the moment that things started to click for him, finally found a groove, and then the injury bug bites him. Sometimes the way baseball works. Here's Zach DiCenzo, struck out his first time up against Garcia. The pitch, fastball ran a bit inside. 91 on the radar gun, 1-0. Garcia's had that changeup working today. The pitch home. Skips in. Ball two. DiCenzo, 0-for-1 today, playing in his seventh game for Corpus Christi. Zach mentioned earlier he missed some time with a wrist injury. Was activated for the hooks back on June 18th. He did have a little rehab stint in the FCL. A guy that the Astros think very highly of. He shoots one out of play off to the right side. Finds the concourse, and it's 2-1. And there's a good reason why they think very highly of DiCenzo. Plays pretty solid defense. In college at Ohio State, he was primarily a shortstop, but did play the corner infield positions. As the 2-1 comes home, he takes outside, ball three. Change up that time from Garcia. And it's 3-1. He tied the Ohio State single season home run record with 19 in his senior year as he hits one high and deep into center field. Mateo ranging back into the shadows and reaches up a step in front of the track to haul in out number three. A quick 1-2-3 inning for Ryan Garcia. No runs on no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We head to the last of the third inning. Riders trailing the hooks 2-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
You can save $500 or more a year on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift. The shift is on, Rough Riders fans, and it's an electricity plan you can cheer for. Rhythm Energy's PowerShift gives you the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Talk about out-of-the-park savings. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health
is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
This is Evan Carter, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Well, the shadows have begun to creep into right field. Jesus Cepeda digs in against Miguel Ulloa. Open this bottom of the third. Riders trailing 2-0. The first pitch on the way. Cepeda takes downstairs, called strike by Justin Juska behind the plate. Fastball at 94, right at the bottom of the zone. Here comes the second offering. Cepeda takes again. That one just off the edge at 95. Cepeda's picked up hits in 5 of his last 7 games. But he just has 1 multi-hit game this month. It came in the last series as he takes. That's ball 2. There was the slider. And it missed down and away to the right-handed hitting right fielder. The 2-1. Swing and a miss. There's that slider. And as Zach mentioned earlier, it's a slider that metrically looks more like a cutter. The Rangers organization would consider it a cutter, but Ulloa believes it's a slider and plays it as such. As Cepeda's out on his front foot, hits a tapper to the shortstop Williams, who collects and delivers a strike. One gone. Well, Zach, we've got a little bit of an update here, courtesy of Mama Bigley.
So, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde is what we were talking about earlier. Turns out that Dr. Jekyll is the quote-unquote good guy, and my mom says that he becomes the evil Hyde at times, or at least that's the story.
A pitch home to Degody, and he swings and hits it high in the air, but it twists back behind the netting behind the plate. Big shout-out to your mom.
Well, she's a pretty smart lady, so I think she knows.
Much smarter than I, considering I tried to Google the answer and gave up.
Is Dr. Heckel good?
Yeah.
Dr. Jekyll? Dr. Heckel?
Dr. Heckel sounds bad. The Goody behind 0-1, the pitch home. Swing and a miss. Good-looking changeup. 90-mile-an-hour changeup. Over the heart of the plate. But DeGody swung over the top of it. He asks for time, wants to adjust the batting gloves. And he digs back in behind 0-2. Ulloa on the pitch. Hit high in the air into shallow left field. Williams going back. He gives way to Orocho, who trots in to make the grab, 2 away. 8 down against Miguel Ulloa in this Riders lineup. Daniel Mateo at the bottom of the car, making his first appearance here in the series. And in the second half for the Riders. The first offering started his swing, able to hold it up, said first base umpire Clay Williams.
Well, this is where baseball has a chance to, or gives you a chance to redeem yourself if you're Daniel Mateo. An opportunity after making an error in the outfield, allowing a run to score, to redeem yourself.
Certainly so. The pitch. He rips this one high and deep to left. It's hooking foul.
Oh, man.
That was almost right on cue. We've seen Daniel Mateo with a little bit of sneaky pop this year. It hasn't been all that consistent. Just 1 home run. But he hasn't really found his footing at the plate. But a guy that every once in a while can put a charge into a baseball. Had one there, but it was foul. The 1-1, he hits it hard on the ground, left side. A sliding stop by DiCenzo, a long throw. And the first baseman, Brewer, able to dig it out. What a play defensively by the corner infielders for the Hooks. And that keeps Miguel Ulloa perfect through 3 innings. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We've played 3. Ryan Garcia on for the top of the 4th. When we come back, Riders trailing 2-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
Hey, this is Maximo Acosta, and you're listening to the Frisco Road Riders Baseball.
Ryan Garcia on the hill to open the top of the fourth inning. Riders trailing 2-0, and here's Jordan Brewer in the cleanup spot. Popped out his last time up, and he takes the first offering, a called strike. Just clipped the inner edge on the right-handed hitting first baseman. Brewer had himself a tough series last week in Springfield when 0-for-13, the pitch home. Hits this one high in the air, deep to left, carrying on Strom. He's at the track, at the wall, and that ball is gone. A solo homer for Jordan Brewer. His third hit of the series, playing in his second game tonight. This one a round tripper, and it's 3-0 Corpus. Didn't hit it all that hard, 91 off the bat, but got it up in the wind, and even the wind not all that harsh tonight. But if it is blowing, it's blowing a little bit out to left and into center. That came off the changeup. Pitch misses downstairs. The second RBI off that changeup tonight. Nobody out and the base is clear. Jaron Williams, a 1-0 pitch. Misses upstairs. Fastball. And it's two balls and no strikes. Williams seeing his first action against Frisco. Playing shortstop tonight. It's 0-for-1 at this point. Hits a one-hopper to the shortstop Acosta, who collects and delivers low to Chavez, but he's able to make the play. One away. Good response from Garcia. Fell behind, two balls and no strikes after giving up the solo homer. Able to get back in the zone, pick up and out. Here's Pascanel Ferreras, who singled to mark the first base runner against Ryan Garcia. That came with two outs in that second inning, and he came around to score the game's first run. Called strike. It popped in and out of Hicks mitt behind the dish. Just clipped the bottom of the zone, 0-1. Ferreira is also seeing his first action here in this series. Pitch home. This is outside. That'll even things at a ball and a strike. Ferreira played his college ball at Western Carolina and was a 20th round selection in the 2023 draft. Still just 22 years old. Pitch home, swinging a foul ball back to the screen, and Garcia hops ahead 1-2. Began the season with Asheville and then was promoted to AA Corpus Christi back on May 7th. Guy that has some pop in that swing. Seven homers on the year. Came into today hitting 270. Pitch home, and it's lifted in the air. It'll find its way into the seats. Count remains a ball and two strikes. Ferreras has now hit safely in three consecutive games. After that second inning single against Garcia, that was a broken bat single. You go back to that second inning, and then everything kind of unraveled. Swing and a foul tip, and it just popped in and out of Hicks' mitt. And Ferreira stays alive. Ferreira has been a bit better against left-handed pitching this year, and has been a bit better at home as he sends this one back this way and out of play. And it remains 1-2, so Ferreras doing a nice job of just staying alive. Third consecutive foul ball. Next pitch that he sees will be the seventh, and it's still just a 1-2 count. Garcia peppering the zone. Hasn't found the put-away pitch. Here's the 1-2. Missed outside and downstairs. And Ferreras pulls even at two balls and two strikes. Ferreras originally from Lawrenceville, Georgia. He mentioned that he played at Western Carolina. He was the second Catamount drafted by the Astros. As he sends it one high and deep into right center field. Long run for Mateo and Cepeda, and it's carrying off the wall. Extra bases for Ferreras. He pulls into second base. Boy, he just missed his eighth homer of the season. And instead, he pulls into second base with a double. Took it the opposite way into right center field. 99 off the bat. It carried 388 feet and clinked off the middle of the wall there in right center. Here in this fourth inning, a pair of extra base hits for Corpus Christi. Riders trailing 3-0, still looking for their first hit. It's three runs on four hits now for Corpus. Pitch home to Price, and it's fouled back to the screen. 0-1. Garcia has just passed the 50-pitch mark. Colin Price delivered an RBI yesterday. Also drove in the first run today, coming on a changeup. And before that, Jordan Brewer homer to open this frame. The Hooks had managed three runs overall in the series. Only two of those had RBIs attached, as the pitch misses outside, a ball and a strike. Got the slider from Garcia. And both of those RBI belong to Colin Price, who stands at the dish with another chance to drive home a run. The 1-1. Hits it high in the air, deep to right field. Cepeda going back. He's camped under it, and he reaches up to make the play. Tagging goes Ferreras, and he'll slide into third base with ease. So a productive out for Colin Price, but a fly out nonetheless for out number two. Now the sun has begun to set. It's created a quaint little spot of sunlight out there in right field for Hazel Cepeda. Everybody else in the shade. Cepeda still battling that sun, but didn't have any issues there. First pitch to Corona is called a strike. A fastball at the lower third. Garcia pitches and misses outside. Ball and a strike. Kennedy Corona, 1-for-4 yesterday, and here in this one, put a charge into one to center field, but Mateo kind of misread it. What goes down as an E8, manufactured a run, as Garcia misses downstairs with a changeup. Two balls and a strike. Corona was stranded at third on that error, but it extended the inning and allowed that second run in the second inning to score. The 2-1 to Corona. So we got a chopper left side, fair ball. Extra bases for Kennedy Corona. He rounds first, the run already in, and he pulls into second, a stand-up double. Three hits in the inning, a pair of doubles and a home run against Garcia, and it's 4-0 Corpus Christi. Ferreras comes home from second base, and Corona replaces him there at second on the double. Zach Cole at the bottom of the card will dig in. Second time through against Ryan Garcia. Pull side shift on for the lefty. Maximo Acosta, the shortstop, shadowed behind the second base bag, and Garcia looks to second. No throw. Outfield pulled a little bit to the right. Cepeda a couple of steps over, and Mateo in center playing a few feet to the right of second base. Pitch home to Cole, and this one shot the other way. High in the air, Strom ranging towards the line, and he reaches up to haul in out number three. But the damage done as Corpus gets a pair of runs on three extra base hits, including a solo shot to open the frame by Jordan Brewer. So two runs on three hits, no errors, and a one stranded in the top of the fourth. We head to the home half. Riders do up, trailing 4-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
My dad is a proud girl dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a girl dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
Ben Franklin here to talk to you about water filtration. Unfiltered water in your home is no joke. Did you know tap water can shorten the life of your pipes and, even worse, be dangerous to your family's health? Our Punctual Plumbers can install a whole home system that filters water before it enters your pipes. Visit BenjaminFranklinPlumbing.com or call 877-BEN-1776 to request an appointment.
Go with the flow, the local pros. Call Benjamin Franklin Plumbing.
Independently owned and operated. Licensed in their respective state or county.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Miguel Loyola back out there. Top of the card for the Rough Riders, second time through. It's been a flawless three innings of work for Miguel Loyola, who has brought his strikeout total to 94 on the year, with three strikeouts here tonight, one of them belonging to Kellen Strom. Loyola rocks and deals, and the first pitch is hit high in the air into left. Orocho was played in the alleyway, and they played it perfectly. A couple steps back, and he reaches skyward to haul in out number one. That's a ball that, if the defense is playing their normal positions, Strom is likely looking at extra bases there. Would have been a tough play. But the scouting report played him very well. Here's Liam Hicks, who saw 10 pitches his last time up. It was a 15-pitch first inning for Miguel Loyola. 10 of those came to Liam Hicks. And it's not very often that I'll throw around predictions as the pitch comes home. This is outside. But if there's anybody that's going to break up what Loyola has going on right now, I'd say Liam Hicks may be the guy to do it, considering how many pitches he saw. He takes downstairs. 2-0 advantage for Hicksy. Liam Hicks coming into tonight. He is 0-1 today. Went ahead in the count. But on the year, hitting 356. with a team-high 26 hits, and he rockets one to left center field. Orocho is over, and he makes the snag. A couple of hard-hit baseballs into the left center field alleyway off of Uyola, but nothing doing for the Riders' offense. A pair of flyouts to left. Here's Aaron Zavala. Zavala flew out to center field his last time up. He's reached in four straight. Doubled last night as he takes a called strike on the outer edge. 94 with a fastball. That double last night was Zavala's second extra base hit of the month. And his first in his last 16 games. As he shoots one the other way, it'll find its way to the seats. 0-2. Have to go back to June 1st at San Antonio, the last time Zavala had an extra base hit before last night. Been a bit of a tough stretch. One of the Rangers' top 30 prospects. We know what's in there. The 0-2. Missed outside. A ball and two strikes. One with a 95-mile-an-hour fastball. Right-hander kicks and delivers. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Zavala down on strikes. It's another 1-2-3 inning for Miguel Uyola. He caps it off with strikeout number 4. He is cruising. Through four innings, it's 4-0. Hooks on top of the Riders. When we come back on the Riders Baseball Network, Zach Bigley will rejoin us for the play-by-play.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com.
This is Dane Acker, and let's get back to the game.
We're to the top of the fifth inning from Riders Field. It's 4-0 Corpus Christi over the top of the Rough Riders. Jeremy Orocho, Jacob Melton, Zach DeZento, the three to swing the sticks in the fifth. It's the top of the order for the Hooks. Ryan Garcia looking for a bit of a comeback inning after allowing two more in the fourth. First pitch to Orocho. Swinging a cue shot grounder out to second. Degote backhands. Off balance, he tosses on to first and gets him. One away. Garcia has done a wonderful job being efficient today, even though he's allowed some runs. Three of the four earned currently against him. He has done his job in retiring batters quickly and not going deep into innings with his pitch count. Jacob Melton bats, left-handed hitter, the pitch. It's down and in, missing with a slider, and it's one ball and no strikes. Melton 0 for 2 today with a ground out and a flyout. Garcia with 61 pitches as he throws now. And he misses outside. Two balls, no strikes. Garcia allowed a solo homer to Jordan Brewer back in the fourth inning. It's just the fourth home run he's surrendered this season, the 2-0. In the air, out to left field. Scooting Strom back a couple steps, but he's there to make the chest-high catch. Two away. Zach DeZento bats now. The three home runs that Garcia had surrendered were the fewest among qualified pitchers in the Texas League. He's done a great job not surrendering the home run. It was a big problem for him last year. He allowed 20 in his 26 starts a season ago. One of the big reasons why he's been so much better this year. First pitch of the right-handed batting to Zenzo. Swing and a miss. High fastball, it's 0-1. Garcia has been fantastic against the top third of the order. Not so much against everyone else. Retired the top of the order in the first in order. Then in the third, he faced the top of the order again, retired him in order. And then here in the fifth, he sat the first two down again, the pitch. And that's low and outside. We're even at one ball and one strike. So can he do it for the third consecutive time through this order, sitting down that top third? DeZenzo has gone down swinging on a strikeout and flying out to center field. 1-1 on the way. It just misses inside with the cutter. Two balls and one strike. Garcia has done such a good job when runners do get on base against him, not allowing the hits. 2-1. That's inside, and it's three balls and one strike. Where he's really had trouble is the walks this year. 31 walks and 53 and two-thirds innings coming in to this start, but that hasn't been the case today. 3-1, and just like that, right on cue. Ball four off the outside corner, missing with the slider. He walks his first, but opponents are hitting just .222 with runners in scoring position this season against him. We've already seen two hits with runners in scoring position today for the Hooks. So Jordan Brewer stands in, homered against him back in the fourth. It's Brewer's fourth home run of the season. Three of them have come against Frisco in the pinch. He swings and chops it to third. Rodriguez backs up on it. He's got it, throws onto second, and just gets DeZenzo for the final out of the inning. Side retired, no runs on, no hits, no errors, a runner left on. We go into the bottom of the fifth inning. It's 4-0 Corpus on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and Up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
This is Josh Steven with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Frisco trying to jumpstart their offense in the bottom of the fifth inning. They trail 4-0 to Miguel Ulloa and the Corpus Christi Hooks. Game two of this six-game set. In the final head-to-head meeting between these two clubs this year, the fourth time they played a series against them. They've already played 19 head-to-head games. Riders are on top, 14-5 in those games. First pitch to Kaber Rodriguez is low and outside with a breaking ball in the dirt, and it's one ball and no strikes on Rodriguez, who bounced out to third back in the second. Ulloa has had the Rough Riders number today. 12 up, 12 down so far. 1-0. That's right down the middle for a strike with a fastball, and it's one ball and one strike. for the most part, these matchups between the Riders and the Hooks, even though Frisco has had their number, they've been pretty close. The pitch. It's low and outside, and it's 2 balls and 1 strike. 4 of the 19 games have been decided by 1 run, including last night, and 9 of the 19 have been decided by 3 runs or fewer. The pitch. Clips the lower edge outside corner for strike 2. We're even at 2 balls and 2 strikes on the Riders' third baseman. He calls time and steps out. Rodriguez actually has the best batting average out of any Frisco hitter this season against Corpus Christi. It's a 258. Not very good. The 2-2. Swing and a foul back into Price's glove. Strike 3. It's the 5th strikeout for Uyola, and he's gone 13 up, 13 down to begin the game. Brainerd Chavez now. Chavez, a strikeout victim back in the second. 4-0 Corpus, bottom 5. That's the crazy thing, is the Riders have been so good head-to-head against Corpus. The first pitch, he fouls it away back behind home, and it's 0-1. But for the most part, it's been the pitching staff that has been fantastic. Both teams are hitting around 200 in these head-to-head matchups. Uyola rocks, and the 0-1. That's just a hair outside, and it's 1 ball and 1 strike, and the Riders have done a wonderful job of scoring runs when they've had to and just scoring enough runs to win ball games really all season. 1-1, up and away, and it's 2 balls and 1 strike. Looking to have a come-from-behind win today against Uyola and these Hooks. 2-1. Fouled straight back, and it's still 2 balls and 2 strikes against Chavi. Last time the Rough Riders went down to Corpus, it was Frainer Chavez's coming-out party when he went on his crazy hot stretch. He was hitting everything. There's the wind back in the 2-2. That one misses high. 3 balls and 2 strikes. It's kind of the midst of that stretch for him. He ended up having 5 hits in that series. 3-2. He slaps it the other way and foul over Carlos Cardoza, the Riders manager and third base coach. Still 3 balls, 2 strikes on the first baseman. They play him to pull on the infield. Left-handed batter is a switch hitter. Uyola's pitch. Outside corner, got him looking. Strike 3. Well, 3 consecutive strikeouts for Uyola. He's gone 14 up, 14 down. Here's Max Acosta. Still nobody loosening in the Riders' bullpen. We'll probably see Garcia come back out for the 6th inning. He's plenty in good shape pitch count-wise. 68 pitches for him. First pitch. Acosta swings and misses in an offering below the zone. It's 0-1. Nobody on this Rough Riders team has put the ball in play on the first pitch more than Acosta, and he's been very aggressive swinging at it, too. Calls time and steps out. 0 for 2 yesterday with a walk in the opener, snapping a 6-game hitting streak. Struck out in the second looking. 0-1. A check swing and a miss off the outside corner on a good slider. It's quickly 0-2. Back in from the right side with the infield behind Uyola straight up. 0-2. Soft grounder foul down the left side. And it's still 0 balls and 2 strikes. The Hooks had a no-hitter thrown against them, a 7-inning no-hitter by Springfield, with Cooper Jerpy going the first 5 innings, and he ended up winning a pitcher of the week in the Texas League last week. Here's the wind in the 0-2. Low and outside. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Now Uyola is tossing some really good baseball against the Riders. His longest hitless outing this season was against Frisco back on April 11th, 4 1/3 hitless. The pitch. Soft roller foul to the left side. It's still 1-2. The caveat with that, he didn't allow any hits, but he did allow a run because he walked 7 batters in that 4 1/3 innings. And now he's already worked past that. The 1-2. In the air, foul right side. It's still 1-2 on Acosta. 7 walks, still the season high for him. He also walked 7 on August 4th of 2022. 1-2. Just up and in. Missing on what looked like the changeup. 2-2. We'll see an 8th pitch of this at-bat now. Uyola has his sign. He rocks home. Swinging a ground ball. Weakly rolled up the third baseline. It's foul again. And it's still 2-2. Acosta has reached in 7 straight now. Coming into this game. In the month of June, hitting 300. Uyola Rennies in the 2-2. Strike 3 called. Got him on the outside corner with a 95-mile-an-hour fastball. And Uyola has 7 strikeouts in 5 perfect innings tonight. It's 4-0 Corpus as we go to the top of the 6th inning. We'll have some trivia for you next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hey, this is Cooper Johnson, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Rough Riders looking to keep it a 4-0 game as we go to the top of the 6th inning. Ryan Garcia back out on the hill. He faces Jaron Williams, Pascanel Ferreras, and Colin Price. The Riders trailing 4-0. First pitch home to Williams. He swings and fouls it back off the umpire, Justin Juska, back behind the plate. It's 0-1, and Justin's going to get a second to walk that one off. Perfect time to introduce trivia for it tonight. Luke, are you ready?
Let's do it.
All right, so we tie it into this day in baseball history. 1968 on this date. Bob Gibson had a pretty historic season that year. One of the best seasons in the modern era, especially when you just look at pitchers, one of the best seasons of all time. Today, on this date in 1968, he threw his 5th consecutive shutout.
Whoa.
Incredible stuff from one of the best pitchers in the history of baseball. Overall, that year in 1968, he had a 1.12 ERA, which is still the lowest in the modern era. Offering home is a swing and a miss. Williams down in the count. No balls and 2. He finished with 13 shutouts that season alone, which is ridiculous. 28 complete games, 13 shutouts. 0-2 outside. Back to the backstop, and it's 1-2. So my question for you is, can you name, it's essentially the top three, but there are seven answers because there are five players tied for the third spot. Can you name the top seven in shutouts since 2010? Pitchers, as the offering is up and away, and it's two balls and two strikes. So we're looking for most shutouts by pitchers since 2010, and there are seven answers.
I got really nervous there that you were going to go consecutive shutouts.
No, there's no chance here.
Okay, Kershaw has to be one.
The pitch is just low. It's 3-2. Yes, Clayton Kershaw with 15. He is by far 15. Number one. Remember, 15 since 2010, and Bob Gibson had 13 in 1 year in 1968. Payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him. He strikes out Williams on the slider. And there's one away here in the sixth inning. Riders trailing 4-0. It's Ryan Garcia's fourth strikeout today. Pascanel Ferreras now.
How about King Felix?
Felix Hernandez had 8. He is tied for third.
So 8 is what ties for third. Okay.
Pitches outside, and it's one ball and no strikes to Ferreras, who's singled and doubled today.
Is Chris Sale on this list?
Chris Sale is not on this
list. Not on the list. How about Adam Wainwright?
He is number two with 11.
Wow.
1-0. Inside, it's two balls and no strikes.
Corey Kluber has a lot of them.
Corey Kluber has eight.
He does.
There we go. Here's the wind back in the 2-0. Strike in the outside corner, 2-1. I think this is already a win. This is impressive. We're knocking him down here.
I want to say Justin Verlander, but I feel like he's going to be just shy.
He is not on this list.
Okay. That was the gut feeling.
2-1 is just high, and it's three balls and one strike. One out, bases clear. Top of the sixth inning, 4-0. Hooks lead it.
A lot of these players still active.
One of them is the pitch. Swing and a miss. Upstairs, and it's 3-2.
One still active.
But is not pitching in Major League Baseball.
Interesting.
3-2. Inside, ball four. He walks Ferreras. A second walk today, and Colin Price stands in now. Ricky DeVito has started to throw in the Riders' bullpen.
Does not pitching in Major League Baseball mean pitching somewhere else, but not like pitching in a league in Mexico? Or
it could.
It could. It could.
They pitched yesterday. The pitch. That's flat into right center field. Hit fairly well. Mateo back. He's at the warning track, and he's there to make the catch. The Riders center fielder pulling it in. Two outs, and Ferreras back to the bag.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Pitched yesterday in minor league baseball then?
In minor league baseball. He pitched yesterday. Kennedy Corona stands in now. He's reached on an error and doubled to produce a run in the fourth inning. 4-0 Corpus, top of the sixth. We're looking for most shutouts by a pitcher since 2010. It's seven answers for the top three because there are five players tied for that third spot with 8. Luke's doing a great job so far. Here's the stretch. And the offering into Corona. On the outside corner of strike, it's 0-1. He got Clayton Kershaw, Adam Wainwright, Felix Hernandez, and Corey Kluber. You're missing three.
Is it Johnny Cueto?
It's Johnny Cueto.
Is it Johnny?
Johnny Cueto, who pitched yesterday for the Round Rock Express.
That makes a lot of sense.
0-1. Line to first and right at Franer Chavez. He's got it just for fun. He steps on the pillow. Would have been the fourth out of the inning. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's 4-0 Corpus, but the Riders come to the plate next. We'll finish up trivia when we return on the Riders Baseball Network. Get $100 in bill credits to put towards future electricity bills after you sign up with Rhythm Energy. Extra innings? Good. Pay extra for electricity? Bad. So take advantage of $100 in bill credits to shrink your bill. With your AC about to get a workout, this deal is here at a perfect time. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money.
And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims. As a result, the type of roofing material you choose directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Not only can roofing materials reduce your monthly cost, they may protect you from replacing your roof after severe storms. Let us help determine if impact resistant options like Class 4 shingles are the right choice for your home. Family owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
Hi, it's Nick Kraut, thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
Front of the home half of the sixth inning, the Rough Riders trailing the Corpus Christi Hooks 4-0 alongside Luke Maley. I'm Zach Bigley. Bottom third of the order due up for the Rough Riders against Miguel Uyola, who has gone perfect through five so far. With seven strikeouts, he's been fantastic. Jesus Cepeda in from the right side in the first pitch. Inside with the breaking ball, one ball and no strike. So we finish up trivia, looking for the most shutouts by individual pitchers since 2010. The 1-0. It's down, and it's two balls and no strikes. Luke has gotten Clayton Kershaw, Adam Wainwright, Johnny Cueto, Felix Hernandez, and Corey Kluber. And just missing two that have tied with eight shutouts. The pitch is a ground ball foul back behind home, and it's 2-1.
Well, while we were at break, you said there was one name that you would be floored if I was able to figure out. And the way that you responded to me asking why, because I wouldn't know the name, or and you said 1,000% know the name. I'm taking a random stab here and saying Jeremy Guthrie.
It is not Jeremy Guthrie.
I didn't figure.
Up and in, and it's 3-1. I'll give you a hint later if you want it.
Okay. You said both of these players are not currently active now.
Correct. The pitch. It's low and away, and it's ball four. And there's the first base runner for the Rough Riders. Oh, perfect game is over. Cepeda draws a walk to lead off the sixth inning. Uyola sees the perfect game come to an end beginning the sixth, and Alex Dagoti stands in now.
Well, I'm assuming with one of those names being difficult to guess, is one of them a Hall of Famer or close to?
No.
No?
Okay. Pitches on the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Very good pitcher in his era, but not quite enough to be in the Hall of Fame. Oh-1. Dagoti grounds it foul at the plate. 0-2.
All right, start hitting me with some hints here.
All right, so I'll give you the – you want the hard one first or the easy one?
Let's go easy one.
Okay. The easy one, this guy was known for having some of the best control in the history of the game.
Okay.
Former Texas Ranger. 0-2, Cepeda takes off. It's fouled back. Still no balls and two strikes.
That's tough right there on that pitch. Dagoti protecting. Cepeda got a tremendous jump.
Too close to take if you're Dagoti with two strikes. Just about a piece.
Sure.
O-2. Swinging a line drive down the left side. It lands in fair. There's the first Riders hit. Cepeda around second on his way to third. He stops right there. Alex Dagoti with a double. And the Riders have their first hit and now a serious scoring threat. Runners at first, or excuse me, second and third, and nobody out here in the sixth.
There you go. That's how you get something started. Find a way aboard the base paths and then an extra base hit. The Riders are in business. One swing of the bat could cut this lead in half. All right. This pitcher, are they known for being a Ranger?
They are not known for being a Ranger.
Okay. No.
Former Cy Young winner, though.
Okay.
In the American League, they won the Cy Young. Well, here's Daniel Mateo, right-handed batter. Runners at second and third. Nobody out for the Riders. The pitch home. He fouls it away back behind the plate, and it's 0-1. Do you want me to name some of the teams he played for?
Yeah, give me one other one.
Well, he won the Cy Young with Cleveland. 0-1. That's down. It's one ball and one strike.
Oh, Cliff Lee.
Cliff Lee. Cliff Lee. Yes, so Cliff Lee.
He had a season, I think, that he had 7 or 8 shutouts in. It couldn't have been unless all of them came in one
year.
Well,
he won the Cy Young prior to 2010, the pitch. Fouled back, and it's one ball and two strikes now.
That is true.
So those wouldn't have counted if that is true. He had 6 shutouts in 2011 with Philly.
Did that lead the league?
Yeah.
I imagine.
Yeah, definitely.
I'd imagine. But you never know. All right.
He had 12 in his career. Pretty good. All right, then this last one, your hint is you're on the right track with Jeremy Guthrie.
Former Royal.
1-2. Swinging a bounding ball out to short. Infield back. Williams has got it. Fields and throws out Mateo. Cepeda does come across to score, and the Riders are on the board. RBI ground out for Daniel Mateo. Riders now trail 4-1.
I'm taking that hint, Zach, as former Royal.
That is correct.
Do you know if this player was a teammate of Jeremy Guthrie's?
I am 90
Sorry, no, that's a hard.
Million percent sure he is. But I'm going to check just for fun.
Okay.
Here's the stretch and the pitch to Strom. The outside corner is strike, and it's 0-1. Let's hear what year were Jeremy Guthrie in.
I've got a guess.
Okay.
I've got one.
Stretch and the pitch. That's just inside. It's one ball and one strike. They were teammates, by the way.
Did this player also pitch for your team growing up?
They did.
Jason Vargas?
It's Jason Vargas. How random is that?
That is really random. Vargas had a season, I think, with 3, maybe for Seattle. 3 or 4.
Pitches outside, and it's 2 balls and 1 strike. And Jason Vargas had 4 complete games and 3 shutouts for the Mariners in 2011.
There you go.
Somebody I never would have guessed.
No, without the hints, I never would have gotten Jason Vargas. Let's go look up that page. We gotta look at it. Jason Vargas.
He led the league in wins with the Royals back in 2017.
Yeah, was
an
18?
All-star. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wild. Here's the stretch and the 2-1 to Strom. He swings and cracks it into shallow center. It drops in, base hit. To go into third, he gets stopped. The throw hits the cutoff man, Brewer, and the Riders have runners on the corners here in the sixth inning. They got a slider on the outside corner, but elevated. Just served it to center field. Now the Riders had nothing going against Uyola through 5 innings, and they've finally broken through. That brings the pitching coach, Sean Buchanan, out of the dugout to go have a chat. Some action in the Corpus Christi bullpen down the right field line. The Hooks have put up this protective screen behind their bullpen, I assume, so the catcher can see better as the pitch comes home, but it kind of doubles as blocking us to see who's actually warming up. So there is somebody warming out there. We just can't tell who. Runners at first and third. As the sun sets here in Frisco, Riders trail 4-1. The pitch. Line foul down the left field line. 0-1 on Hicks, who has grounded out and flied out today. Twilight here in Frisco. Some pinkish, orangish hues along the horizon. Beautiful night. Throw over to first. Strom back in safely. little bit on the warm side. We're starting to get to that point of the year. It was 97 at first pitch with a feels like of 106, and hard to step outside without feeling a little perspiration on your forehead. 0-1. There's a fly ball into shallow left center field. Not very deep. Melton coming in. He calls off Orocho, makes the catch. DeGoti tags. The throw is offline. DeGoti comes in to score, and the Riders now trail by just a pair. Strom up to second base. Tagging and moving into scoring position. Sack fly for Hicks. Riders trail 4-2 now. Here's Aaron Zavala, and he will not face Miguel Ulloa. Joe Thon out of the dugout, and he points down to the bullpen down the right field line. We'll introduce you to the new Corpus Christi pitcher in just a moment. Riders trail 4-2, bottom of the sixth inning, two down on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Casey Ford is the new right-hander for the Corpus Christi Hooks. 6'6", 275-pounder. We'll deal with Aaron Zavala with the runner at second and two down. Two runs in for the Rough Riders in this bottom of the sixth inning. Rough Riders trailing 4-2. Miguel Ulloa goes 5 2/3 innings. He was perfect through five, and it all unraveled here in the sixth. Right-hander on the hill, lefty at the plate, first pitch. Down and in, one ball and no strikes. Zavala 0-2 with a strikeout against Ulloa, who's still responsible for Strom at second base. Line not quite yet finalized. Ford stretches and brings it in. Before that, a look back toward second. The 26-year-old Ford went to Kansas State, a Logan, Utah native, making his 22nd appearance this season with the Hooks. He's 2-2 with a 5.32 ERA. He lifts the leg and offers. Fastball misses high at 95, and it's 2-0. 23 2/3 innings for him. He's whiffed 25, but walked 19. 2.13 batting average against. Offering home. Swing and a miss, and the bat goes helicoptering down the right side and lands into the netting. Two balls and one strike. Bat boy comes out with some pine tar. Zavala just lost a little grip on that bat. Riders still just have two hits, both of them coming in this inning. Double by DeGoti and the single by Strom, neither produced a run. It's been an RBI ground out by Mateo and a Liam Hicks sacrifice fly. And Zavala calls time and steps out. Sure he has a good grip on that bat. Caber Rodriguez on deck for the Rough Riders. Two on. Flutters high, and it's three balls and one strike. Zavala a chance to do damage with a good count and make it a one-run game with a base hit. Infield plays to pull for the left-handed batter. Ford looks back to second, deals. That misses away, ball four. The Riders now have the tying run aboard with Caber Rodriguez to the plate. Rodriguez, right-handed batter. First time facing Ford this year. The pitch. That's low and outside. It's one ball and no strikes. This season, Ford has been really good head-to-head against the Rough Riders. He's allowed just a 188 average. The pitch, fouled back. One ball and one strike. Only Liam Hicks, Cooper Johnson, and Zavala, who just walked against him, have hits against the right-hander. One ball and one strike on Caber. 0 for 2 today after a 3 for 3 day yesterday. Runner takes off and then stops. And now Zavala is racing to second, and the Riders have them both at second base. The throw goes to third, and now Strom is caught in a rundown. He's heading into second, and the ball is dropped. Oh, wow. The Riders catch a break. Ferreras dropped the ball on the pickle, and a near disaster for Frisco. Turns back into everybody going back where they were originally.
It almost looked like it might have caught a piece of Strom on the way back to the bag. Let's see, looking at the replay. No, it just dropped. Kind of a lackadaisical throw over there by DiCenzo. And if Strom knew how that ball was lobbed in there, I think he was probably safe if he just takes to a dive. But obviously for Strom, he doesn't know where that ball is at.
The ball nearly ran up his back.
Catch a break there.
Big time. 2-1. Over the heart of the plate for a strike, and it's 1-2 now. What the runner at first is taught to do is not watch the ball, but watch the runner at second. And so when Strom bluffed to take off and then shut it down, Zavala looked in towards the plate and then just started running and didn't look to see if Strom had stopped or not. So he ran out to second base, and then he looked and saw Strom was right there too. The 2-2. Up and in, it's three balls and two strikes. And see if the Riders can take advantage, getting an extra out in this inning. If you're watching on MLB TV, there's another look at the kind of toss by DiCenzo trying to throw it over Strom. To no avail. Three balls and two strikes, and Rodriguez calls time and steps out. The Riders made some pretty crucial base-running mistakes in the series last week in Midland and nearly had another one here in this sixth inning. Three balls and two strikes. They'll be on the move with two outs. The pitch. Fouled straight back. It's still 3-2. And now a base hit with two outs in the 3-2 count will definitely score Strom. And a ball in the gap should be able to score Zavala as well with his good speed. There's a huge alley in left center as they play Caber to the opposite way in center field with Jacob Melton. Rodriguez had an RBI single yesterday. Payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. So the Rough Riders cannot capitalize on the extra out in the inning, but they do score twice in the frame. It comes on two hits, no errors, and two left on base. A trail 4-2 to the top of the seventh. Luke Maley back with you when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Rough Riders fans, you can save $500 or more on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift electricity plans and get the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Plus, get $100 in bill credits towards future bills after you sign up. Talk about a home run of a deal. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
It's time for the top of the seventh here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Alongside Zach Bigley, Luke Manley with you here. The Riders coming off a two-run bottom of the sixth. They've cut this deficit in half. It's 4-2 in favor of Corpus Christi. And there's a new arm on the hill, Tristan Polley. And his 3.66 ERA emerges out of the Riders' pen. Garcia's day goes final. He lasted six innings, surrendering five hits, four runs, only three of them earned, two walks, four walks, and one of those five hits was a solo homer by Jordan Brewer. Not a bad start for Garcia. Six innings, three earned runs. So Tristan Polley comes on and will make the appearance out of the pen for a bullpen that's been really, really good, and he gets Zach Cole at the bottom of the card. First offering called a strike. Mentioned Polley's ERA at 3.66 on the year. That's for the Rough Riders. Overall, a 2.96 as it misses outside. Evens things at 1-1. On the year, 3-1. This is his 20th appearance. He's racked up 22 strikeouts and 24 and a third innings of work. The 1-1 on its way, and it misses outside yet again. Spinner that time from Polley. Polley attacks with a sinker, slider, splitter, four-seam mix. Left-hander comes set and delivers. Lefty on lefty and misses upstairs. Three balls and a strike. Cole tonight, a strikeout and a flyout. Is 0-for-6 in the series. Trying to reach base for the first time, and he will. Leadoff walk issued to the bottom of the card by Tristan Polley. Polley, originally from Indianapolis, Indiana, played his college ball at Indiana State. Either had a lot of success there and was selected in the 16th round by the Rangers in the 2019 draft and has worked his way as high as AAA with Round Rock is Jeremy Orocho. First pitch fastball is called a strike. Polley has churned in three consecutive scoreless outings. The last time he gave up a run was against this Corpus Christi team on the road on June 5th. The pitch to Orocho. Runs a bit inside. Ball and a strike. Overall in the month, a 1-0 record with a 1.8 ERA for the left-hander. That comes in five innings of work across five outings. Pitch home, heard the grunt, and he just missed a bit outside with the fastball. Rough Riders' bullpen has been so good, not only in this month, but in the month of May as well. Left-hander kicks, runner goes, and this one hit in the air to deep left field. Strom ranges back. He reaches up to make the play. And Cole has to retreat back to first. He slides, and Strom's throw, a good one from left field, is just not quite in time. But there is one away. Rocho flies out to Strom in left. And Jacob Melton, Astros top prospect, will dig in from the left side. It's a good time to turn to a lefty if you're John Goble and Carlos Cardoza, the Riders' pitching coach and manager. Ollie kicks and delivers. Chopper up the middle. Acosta has it. Could be two. He races to the second base. Pillow throws. Not in time. Took him just a little too long to get to the second base bag. They get the lead out, or the lead runner, that is, at second base. But Melton is aboard with a 6-3 fielder's choice. Cole chopped down for out number two, and Melton replaces him over at first base. Zach DiCenzo digs in. Mentioned it was a good time to turn to a left-handed thrower, as Zach Cole, who reached with a walk, is a lefty. Jeremy Rocho, a switch hitter, and then Jacob Melton, a lefty, as Pauly goes to first. But to no avail. Melton back in, standing up. Now DiCenzo digs in from the right side. Pauly comes set. Black glove at the chest. He kicks and fires. Called strike. Just caught the inner edge. He peers in, has his sign from the catcher Hicks. And delivers. This one chopped right to Acosta. One hop. He collects and delivers a strike well ahead of DiCenzo. And the inning is over. Pauly works around a leadoff walk. No runs. On no hits, no errors, and one stranded in the top of the seventh. We head to the last of the seventh inning. Riders trailing the Hooks 4-2 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of the ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom of the seventh inning, Riders coming off a two-run frame in the bottom of the sixth that chased Miguel Uliola from the game. His final line, 5 2/3 innings, 2 hits, 2 earned runs, a walk, and 7 strikeouts. Didn't allow a base runner until that sixth inning. Here's Franier Chavez against Casey Ford. Checked his swing and fouled it back to the netting. Riders sent 7 to the dish in that two-run sixth inning. The first bit of offense we saw from the Riders. Hazel Cepeda opened the frame with a walk. Degody doubled. Strom singled. And a walk by Zavala as this one chopped on the ground. Charging is the second baseman Ferreras, and he flips on to first in time. One gone. Chavi 0-3 today. And in steps Maximo Acosta. goes to 0 for 2 with a pair of strikeouts against Uliola. But now facing the big righty in Casey Ford. Ford came on and got an out, the final out of that sixth frame, which misses outside to the right-handed hitting shortstop. Riders offense, 2 runs on 2 hits. Here on the evening, 4 runs on 5 hits for Corpus Christi. Costa waits and shoots one the other way. Well, foul. Ball and a strike. Max Acosta has reached in 7 of his last 8 games, picking up hits in 6 of those games. Span that entering tonight, he was 8 for 21, now 8 for 23 with the 2 strikeouts tonight. He lashes one into center field. Long run for Melton, who ranges over into medium range center field to make the grab. He was shadowed for Acosta to go the other way in that right center field alleyway. Got a good read on it on a line drive, and Acosta for the 3rd time in 2 games in this series has lined out to center field.
That was almost straight away center field. You mentioned he was lined mixed up the opposite way. He almost ran and made a catch like he was going into left center, but it was directly up the middle.
And it was. Here's Aysel Cepeda, who walked his last time up. Watches a first pitch fastball called a strike. Cepeda got things going for the Riders. Walked and came around to score the first run for Frisco. I'd love to get a 2-out rally started. He watches a pitch downstairs from Casey Ford. Riders trailing 4-2. Mentioned how good the Riders' bullpen has been, though. You'd love to think if you could tie this game, you have a great shot at winning it. As this one chopped on the ground, right at the shortstop, Williams, who collects and delivers, inning over. 1-2-3 frame with a pair of groundouts and a line out for Casey Ford. Riders retired 1-2-3. And 7 innings in the books. We head to the top of the 8th. Riders trailing 4-2 at the hands of the Hooks on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Let's head to the top of the 8th. You're on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Yeah.
Top of the 8th inning. Riders trailing 4-2. Alongside Zach Bigley, I'm Luke Maley. Jordan Brewer leads off this 8th inning. First offering to him is called a strike at the top of the zone. Tristan Pauly back out there for a second inning of work. Last time Jordan Brewer led off in this game, it was in the 4th, and he belted a solo homer. Takes downstairs, ball 1. Evens things at a ball and a strike. Tristan Pauly in the month of June hasn't gone longer than an inning and a third. That was his longest relief appearance, and it was his last one on the 20th at Midland. Pitch home. And it just missed inside. 2-1 advantage for Brewer. He has gone two innings a few times this year. Most recently, at the end of May at San Antonio, went two innings, surrendering two earned runs, giving up a homer. He missed inside yet again on the right hand of hitting first baseman, and it's 3-1 advantage for Jordan Brewer, who's 1-for-3 today with a pop out, a ground out, and that solo homer. He's had himself a pretty good couple of games to open this series. The pitch home. Chopped on the ground. Two hopper to the shortstop Acosta, who delivers a sidearm throw. A bit high, but Xavi able to corral it. One away. Good looking 3-1 pitch at the bottom of the zone. Induce a 6-3 ground out. Jerron Williams, who's seeing his first action in the series tonight, is 0-for-3. Fly out, ground out, strikeout. Strikeout came in the sixth inning against Ryan Garcia. Pitch home from Pauly, and he missed down and in. Mentioned Pauly has made it up to AAA. Spent some time in Round Rock this year. Left-hander kicks and fires, and a high pop-up left side. Third baseman Rodriguez looking up at it and reaches skyward to haul in out number two. There are quick outs for Pauly here in the eighth. This is a Riders bullpen that's been so good, not only in this month, this has certainly been their best month. The bullpen has posted a record of 7-1 with five saves and a 1.51 ERA entering tonight here in the month of June. Left-hander kicks and fires. The first pitch to Ferreras, called a strike. Ferreras has reached all three times tonight, scoring a pair of runs. A single, double, and most recently a walk. He's behind 0-1. Pauly set, glove at the chest. This one lashed into right field. Cepeda a couple of steps back, and he's there to make a chest-high grab in right field. A 1-2-3 frame for Tristan Pauly. He's worked two scoreless. We head to the bottom of the eighth inning. Riders trying to inch closer back into this game. They trail 4-2 on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Join us for a night about nothing on Sunday, July 28th. Yes, you heard that correctly, but don't get it confused. Unlike George and Jerry, we have a plan. Giddy up to Riders Field for a night about nothing featuring an appearance from John O'Hurley, who played Jay Peterman on the show Seinfeld. Enjoy a night filled with Seinfeld-themed games and stay after for a post-game fireworks show. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Last of the eighth inning from Riders Field. Casey Ford is done, as Alex Dugoty will lead off this bottom of the eighth inning. A new arm on the hill is Alejandro Torres. Torres, the right-hander, guy that Rough Riders have seen on two occasions this year. He's tossed a pair of scoreless and hitless innings, picking up five strikeouts and issuing just one walk. Alex DeGody digs in and lashes the first pitch on a line into right field, and Corona able to range over to make the play. DeGody has seen the ball well his last two trips, doubled his last time, but this time a line out to right. Daniel Mateo at the bottom of the card. Has a pair of ground outs on the left side tonight, the second of which provided the first run of the ball game for the Riders. That one went 6-3 and brought home Hazel Cepeda as he watches a breaking ball for ball one. Skipped in. Now it's been two-run innings tonight. All the scoring as that one misses well inside, a heater at 95, and Mateo had to shimmy his way out of the way of it. The Hooks got two in the top of the second, and then again in the top of the fourth. Torres kicks and fires and just misses outside with a heater. And then the Riders got two in the bottom of the sixth. That's where we stand right now, 4-2. Mateo ahead, three balls and no strikes. Torres kicks and fires. And middle with the off speed. Make it 3-1. Torres rocks and deals the 3-1. Swing and a miss. Went back to it at the top of the zone. And got Mateo to swing through it. Payoff pitch. Swing and a line drive into center field, tailing away from Melton. But he's able to range over and make the grab. 96 off the bat. A pair of hard-hit baseballs against Alejandro Torres. But nothing to show for it for the Riders. Just a pair of lineouts. Race has been really good this year. 23-year-old out of Miami, Florida. Played his college ball at Miami. Has racked up 35 strikeouts in 30 and two-thirds innings. He's got the top of the order in Kellen Strom and delivers a breaking ball downstairs for ball one. Now the Riders have gone two up, two down here in the bottom of the eighth. They have 6 1-2-3 innings tonight. As Strom takes called strike, just clipped the inner edge at the bottom of the zone. Now the right-handed hitting left fielder. So 6 1-2-3 innings. The lone non-1-2-3 inning. The Riders sent seven batters to the plate, scoring two runs on two hits and two walks in that bottom of the sixth. The 1-1. Lashed on the right side, but out of play. Strom just laid on the fastball at 95. Hicks stands on deck. If Strom is able to extend the frame. Seems like it's been forever since the Riders have played in the bottom of the ninth inning here at Riders Field in quite some time. Swing and a miss. Strom down on strikes. It's a 1-2-3 bottom of the eighth inning. And Torres caps it off with his first strikeout. 7 1-2-3 frames for the Riders through eight innings today. We enter the top of the ninth inning. Zach Bigley will return on the Riders Baseball Network with the Riders trailing 4-2.
Coming to Riders Field on August 25th. Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment. Kids can enjoy the ball game and also interact with fire trucks, police cars, and more. Thanks to our friends from the Frisco Fire Department and the Frisco Police Department. Don't miss Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment. On August 25th, grab your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Spend Independence Day at Riders Field with Stars and Stripes Night, presented by Rhythm Energy. The night features a patriotic Teddy tank top giveaway at the gates, courtesy of Rhythm Energy, and our biggest and brightest fireworks show of the season. It's also Thirsty Thursday with half-priced Coors Light, Truly, and Big Stick Blonde through the seventh inning. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River ticket to catch the game from the Lazy River with $2 drink specials until 8 p.m. See you at Riders Field on Thursday, the 4th of July, with first pitch against the Arkansas Travelers at 7.05 p.m. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
We go to the top of the ninth inning, and Andy Rodriguez is on the hill for the Rough Riders. Frisco trailing the Hooks 4-2. Frisco won the opener of this series to go to 22-8 at home this year. It's been over a month since the Rough Riders lost a home game. You have to go all the way back to May 24th, the last time they lost a game at home. First pitch to Colin Price is just below the zone, 1-0. Frisco has been so good here in this building. Their 22-8 record at home is the best record at home in all of AA by winning percentage. The offering. There's a pop-up in a shallow center field. Mateo coming in from center. He's there. He makes the grab. One away here in the ninth inning. Kennedy Corona bats now. He's 1-for-3 with a RBI double and a reached on air. The last loss the Riders had here at home was to Midland. They lost 5-3. It was on May 24th, and that started a very significant stretch. The pitch. Corona swings and misses. And it's 0-1 on a fastball. Not only was that the last home loss for the Rough Riders, but since then they have played 28 games. The pitch. A check swing roller foul to the right side. It's 0-2. Over those 28 games, the Riders are 21-7. Ridiculous.
Is that good?
Yeah. And that's including losing 5-6 last week.
Unreal.
Just crazy numbers. The pitch. Fouled back. Still no balls and two strikes on Corona. That gives you an idea of how well the Rough Riders have been playing recently. And especially here at home. Riders are 6-1 against Corpus in this building. 0-2. Rodriguez gives up a ground ball to the right side, and Corona lashes it through into right field for a base hit. Well, Corona with the single. Zach Cole now. One out, runner at first. Top of the ninth inning. The Riders in the bottom of the ninth will have 2, 3, and 4 due up. Here's the stretch and the offering into Cole. Takes to the bottom of the zone with a cutter for a strike, and it's 0-1. No matter what, the Riders will trail, obviously, going into the bottom of the ninth inning. Whether it's two runs or more is obviously up to Andy Rodriguez. The pitch home. Swing and a miss. Elevated it. And he's ahead 0-2. The Riders have 3 wins this year when trailing after 8 innings. I'm trying to add another one to that. Rodriguez ready. And he brings in the 0-2. Swinging a bounder foul to the right side. Still no balls and 2 strikes. Tomorrow the Riders and Hooks will play game 3 of this series at 7:05. It's Thirsty Thursday along with Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Tickets start at $11. Rowdy at the River tickets just $25. You can get them at RidersBaseball.com. Throw goes over to first, not in time. Nick Krauth will get the ball for the Rough Riders tomorrow. He's 5-3 with a 4.75 ERA. Luis Angel Rodriguez will throw the left-hander for the Hooks. 0-2, runner takes off, swing and a miss, throw down to second is Not in time. So no strike him out, throw him out, double play. Just the strike him out. And Corona has his 15th steal. Two away here in the top of the ninth inning for Jeremy Orocho. Hooks are the best stolen base team in the league. That's their 104th. Oh, they've slowed down a little bit recently. Riders actually have more steals than the Hooks in June. A runner in scoring position. Riders trailing by two. The pitch is up and away to Orocho, and it's one ball and no strikes. Left-handed batter, 0 for 4 today. This marks the beginning of the fifth time through the lineup here in the top of the ninth. Pull side shift on the infield. The offering in. Just a bit high. Could have been. Didn't get called. And it's two balls and no strikes. Well, no matter what happens tonight and tomorrow, we're really looking forward to Friday's game. Not only is it rocking to idioma, rocking your language in our first Quesos de Frisco night. Here's the stretch in the 2-0. That shuttles just up and away, and it's three balls and no strikes now. And it's the double-A debut of Winston Santos, number 15 prospect in the Rangers organization. He will get the ball on Friday against Aaron Brown. That should be a lot of fun. See, Santos in his double-A debut, a guy who can reach in the upper 90s with his fastball. It's fantastic in Hickory. 3-0. That's right down the middle for a strike. Fastball from Rodriguez. 3-1. Ryder's pitching has been so brilliant, and they add another potential deadly arm. And we'll probably see Skyler Hales tomorrow as well, a 100-mile-an-hour thrower out of the bullpen. The pitch, Corona takes off for a third strike, throw down to third, not in time. Well, Corona steals two bases here in the ninth inning, and he's 90 feet away from a really important insurance run. It's three balls and two strikes on Orocho now. 4-2, Hooks lead the Riders, top of the ninth inning. Rodriguez is playing way off the line, so he had to race to that third base bag alongside Corona. Three balls and two strikes. Payoff pitch. Down and away, skips away from Hicks off to his right, and Corona scores. A wild pitch. Hicks frustrated with himself. And that was completely created by Corona, stealing second, stealing third, and then coming in to score on the wild pitch. And he had a huge secondary lead at third as well.
Yeah, that's an easy one for him to come down from third and score on for Hicks. I don't know that I've ever seen him that frustrated. And obviously he's frustrated with himself, but as a catcher, that's a really tough pitch to block. One where you got to move your body to the right, that ball's spinning to kick that way, you're moving over there, and then it just hits the body and deflects off. You do everything you can to get around that baseball to preferably knock it down right back at the plate, or better yet, to shoot it down the third baseline, but unable to do it was Hicksy. But that's a really tough play to make, but nonetheless it creates a three-run deficit for the Riders versus two, which could be meaningful headed down to the bottom of the ninth.
Yeah, certainly is. I mean, blooping a blast no longer ties this game, and of course that's a huge difference, but I also wonder if Hicks is a little frustrated as to the way that Corona got to third, you know, stealing two bases and then eventually the wild pitch. Just frustrating inning for him. Orocho walked, he's at first, Jacob Melton at the plate. Ninth inning continues, 5-2, Rough Riders trail the Hooks. 0 for 4 day for Melton, the pitch. That's up and away. It's one ball and no strikes. Rodriguez has thrown 17 pitches now in the inning. Throw goes over to first, not in time. Melton, the guy who possesses serious power, much more power than his five homers this year might suggest.
He's had a couple of 100-mile-plus exit velocities in this game already. And the pick over to first again, not in time. This Corpus Christi lineup, much improved from what we've seen earlier this year. 1-0, runner takes off again, swinging a high fly ball, towering drive down the right field line. Cepeda into the corner, he's got room, and he makes the catch in foul ground. So Cepeda nabs it just shy of the wall, and we go to the bottom half of the ninth inning. The Rough Riders needing 3 to tie, 4 to win it. They trail 5-2 on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Well, here we go to the bottom of the ninth inning. The Riders send 2-3-4 up against Corpus Christi. And the arm on the hill, it's Alejandro Torres who takes over. Torres to face Liam Hicks to start it off, right-hander against left-hander. Hicks is 0-for-2 with a sac fly today. The Riders fell behind 4-0 with 2 runs in the second and 2 in the fourth for Corpus. Torres winds and fires, and Hicks takes inside, 1-0. Riders came back with 2 of their own in the bottom of the sixth inning after being perfect gamed through 5. Torres rocks into his wind, and the offering in is up and in again. It's 2-0. And then Corpus added a really important insurance run in that top of the ninth inning, giving them a 5-2 advantage. 2-0. Pitch home. Hicks swings, fights it off. A pop-up on the left side. Foul ground to Zenzo there, and the third baseman squeezes for out number 1. Aaron Zavala now. Zavala 0-for-2 with a walk. Riders trail 5-2. It's 5 runs, 6 hits, and an error for the Hooks. 2 runs, 2 hits, and an error for the Rough Riders. Offering in. Shuttles high. 1-0. They shade the infield to pull and the outfield the opposite way. 1-0. Popped up. Shallow left field. Orocho in towards the line. He stops and squeezes two-handed above his ball cap. 2 away. 2 up, 2 down here in the bottom of the ninth inning for Kamer Rodriguez. The final hope for the Rough Riders, down by 3. Oh for 3 today for the Riders' third baseman. A couple strikeouts and a ground out. Both of the Riders' hits coming in that sixth.
the pitch. Up and in. Fastball missing. One ball, no strikes. Riders continue to struggle a little bit on the offensive side. 1-0. Swinging a line drive. That's into left. A base hit for Rodriguez. He's got his first hit today. His fourth hit in the last couple days. Rough Riders have a base runner aboard for Freiner Chavez with two down. Frisco, including their two runs tonight, have scored just 17 runs in their last eight games. It's an average of just over two per game. Rodriguez takes his lead, and the offering into Chavi. Popped up off the fist. It's foul out of play to the left. 0-1. Chavez also 0-3 tonight with a couple strikeouts. Axekost on deck for the Riders if we get that far here in the bottom of the ninth inning with two down. And the pitch. Inside, back to the backstop. Rodriguez down to second base on the wild pitch. Boy, that almost hit Chavez, and if that would have hit him, that would have put the tying run at the plate. Down and in. Just missed his back left foot. Now Price, the catcher, is going to go out and chat. Chavi making his first appearance of the series in tonight's game. Again, the Riders have three come-from-behind wins when trailing after the eighth inning this year, trying to add another tonight. Down by three here in the bottom of the ninth inning. 1-1 pitch to Chavez. Outside with a breaking ball. Two balls and one strike. This is game number 20 of these two head-to-head, and the Riders, no matter what, if they score here or not, half of these games will have been decided by three runs or fewer. Been a lot of really close ones between these two teams. Torres steps off, looks back towards second, keeping Kaber close. Not sure why he's concerned with Rodriguez with a three-run lead and two outs in the ninth. He readies and brings it. Fouled straight back, and it's 2-2. Riders down to their final strike on this Wednesday night. Soft breeze blowing out to left field. Torres ready from the stretch. The 2-2. Down in the dirt. We're full at three balls and two strikes. Good plate appearance from Chavi. Riders with just their third hit today with Rodriguez. He leads from second. Torres stretches. He brings it in. Up and away. Ball four. So Chavez walks. And Acosta represents the tying run at the plate. Torres has not recorded a save this season. He's been good, though, overall between here and High A Asheville. This is his first save opportunity. Here's the stretch and the pitch to Acosta. He swings, grounds it through the left side. It's into left field. Rodriguez around 30 comes in to score without a throw, and it's a two-run game. It's now 5-3. RBI single Max Acosta, the most aggressive hitter on the team on the first pitch, attacking the first pitch and driving in a run to make it a two-run game. Chavez up to second. Acosta at first for Jesus Cepeda, representing the winning run and the tying run now at first. All this happening with two outs after the Riders were retired quickly on five pitches for the first two outs on Hicks and Zavala. Cepeda is 0-for-2 with a walk today. 5-3, Rough Riders trail, bottom of the ninth inning. Trying to make it interesting. Zeppi in from the right side. Riders do have one walk-off homer, down two in the ninth. Stretch of the pitch. He fouls it back, and it's 0-1. Ooh, he had one thing on his mind there. Big swing from Cepeda. Jesus Cepeda has one home run this season. It was here at home. 67 at-bats ago on May 7th. The pitch. Breaking ball hit foul back behind home again, and it's quickly 0-2. That time a hanging curveball at the top of the zone, and he just missed it. No balls and two strikes. Runners at first and second. Two down. Bottom of the ninth inning and time called. Cepeda steps out. Right-hander on right-hander. Torres from the stretch. He brings in the 0-2. Down and in. Missed with the breaking ball. One ball and two strikes. There is action in the covered bullpen down the right field line for the Hooks. Can't see who it is warming up. Cepeda trying to play hero, or at least hand the bat off to the next guy. 1-2. He lashes it foul to the right side, out of play. Off the roof of one of the suites down the right field line. Still one ball and two strikes. Josh Hatcher back on April 25th at a three-run walk-off homer against the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Now the 1-2. Cepeda pops it up. Back behind home to the right, foul territory. Price there, the catcher puts it away, and the game is over. The Riders fall 5-3 against Corpus Christi. And that snaps their winning streak at home. They lose for the first time since May 24th. Luke Maley has your postgame coverage next. Riders a 5-3 loss to the Corpus Christi Hooks, moving them to 1-1 in the second half in 45-26 overall. More to come next on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The game may be over, but we're not done yet.
What a way to finish!
post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Riders fall a bit short in Game 2 of this six-game set. Corpus Christi evens the series. They have their first win of the second half. Both teams sitting now at 1-1, two games in to this Texas League South second half. They win it 5-3 over the Riders. Miguel Ulloa, who was magnificent through five innings, ran into some troubles in that sixth. He's the winning pitcher, improves to 4-3 on the year. Ryan Garcia takes the loss and drops to 5-4. Alejandro Torres picks up his first save of the year. 5-3 the final. Five runs on six hits, one error for Corpus Christi. Three runs on four hits, one error for the Riders. Recap the scoring. You go back to the top of the second inning where Ryan Garcia cruised through the first with a pair of strikeouts, got the first two outs of the second inning, gave up a base hit to Pascanel Ferreras, followed by an RBI single by Colin Price. Then an error allowed Colin Price to come around to score, making it 2-0. They added on to their lead in the fourth on a solo homer by Jordan Brewer and a pair of doubles by Ferreras and Kennedy Corona. That double by Corona drove home Ferreras to make it a 4-0 ball game. The Riders finally got a base runner when Jesus Cepeda led off the sixth inning with a walk, followed by an Alex DeGody double. A Daniel Mateo ground out produced the first run for the Riders to cut it to a 4-1 deficit. Kellen Strom then singled, and a sacrifice fly by Liam Hicks made it 4-2. That's the way it stood until Corpus Christi added one in the top of the ninth against Andy Rodriguez. A one-out single by Kennedy Corona followed by a pair of stolen bases. He swiped second and third before scoring on a wild pitch to make it 5-2. The Riders threatened in that bottom of the ninth inning after the first two got out against Alejandro Torres. Caber Rodriguez singled, moved to second on a wild pitch. Then Franier Chavez worked a walk. Max Acosta delivered an RBI single, and then Jesus Cepeda battled in that plate appearance against Torres, but Torres came out on top. He earned the save. Offensively, a tough night for the Riders. Three runs on four hits. You look back, and there really wasn't that many opportunities to score. They stranded two in that sixth inning in which they scored two, but that's the first time that they got a base runner against Miguel Ulloa, who went 5 2/3 of two-run, two-hit baseball, walking one and striking out seven. Riders were set down in order through the first five innings for Cepeda's walk to lead off that sixth. You look then at the ninth inning. That was the other opportunity for the Riders, where they left two stranded yet again. So they end up with four left on base. They did manufacture three runs on those four hits, but they fell short. The Riders' offense in seven of the nine innings went down 1-2-3. A tremendous job tonight by the Hooks pitching staff. Back in action tomorrow, though. The Riders even in the series at one apiece with the Astros-affiliated Corpus Christi Hooks. But back here at Riders Field at 7:05 tomorrow, we'll preview that one on the other side when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back high atop Riders Field, Luke Maley with you here on the postgame show. Riders dropped this one 5-3 to the Hooks. Back in action tomorrow, 7.05 p.m. first pitch. It's a Thursday, which means it's Thirsty Thursday, as well as Twisted Tea, Rowdy at the River. Make sure to get your tickets at RidersBaseball.com. Should be a fun rest of the series. It all starts tomorrow. Nick Krauth getting the ball for the Riders against Luis Angel Rodriguez for the Hooks. Rodriguez, a left-handed hurler, 4-1 with a 4.45 ERA against Nick Krauth, 5-3 with a 4.75 ERA. You look at the history between these two teams. Luis Angel Rodriguez has made three appearances, two of those starts against the Riders, and he's been really, really good. 1-0 with a 1.8 ERA, and that's two earned runs across 10 innings of work. Those 10 innings, he's given up four hits, eight walks is the big issue for him, and 11 strikeouts. So good stuff from Luis Angel Rodriguez. And then on the other side, Nick Krauth getting the ball for the Riders. He has been excellent against this Hooks team. 2-0 with a 1.06 ERA across three starts. That's just two earned runs in 17 innings of work. He's given up 13 hits, issuing five walks, and striking out 15. He's done some of his best work against this Corpus Christi team. But you look at the numbers, two teams offensively that have kind of struggled against each other. And if the numbers suggest anything, we're in for a pitcher's duel tomorrow. But sometimes when that's the case, it's an offensive type of evening is what ends up happening. But mentioned tomorrow, a 7:05 pitch, Thirsty Thursday, Twisted Tea, Rowdy at the River. Make sure to come back on Friday. It starts a multicultural weekend, Roque into Idioma Night. Rocking Your Language Night is the first of the Rough Riders Quesos de Frisco days of the year and the first day of multicultural weekend. As I mentioned, you want to make your way through the gates early. Grab yourself a Quesos de Frisco t-shirt giveaway presented by Cacique. And as always, the Quesos de Frisco are sponsored by Baylor Scott and White Health. Finish off the day with Fireworks Friday, powered by Pyro Shows of Texas. Then back on Saturday, another 7:05 p.m. first pitch. It's Anime Wonderfest. So calling all anime fans, make your way out to Riders Field for the Anime Wonderfest collaboration as day two of Multicultural Weekend. There are going to be all sorts of exhibitors, artists, vendors, activations, activities, Japanese and Asian foods, guest cosplayers, and more going on throughout the contest. It's also a Saturday, which means kids can run the bases postgame, courtesy of our friends at Raising Cane's. Then round out the weekend on Sunday with a 6:05 p.m. first pitch, where the infield turns into a different kind of infield with Major League Cricket Night, brought to you with the Texas Super Kings. Round out Multicultural Weekend. All sorts of fun cricket activities going on throughout the game. And it's a Kids Sunday Fun Day, which means bring the young ones out for kid-centered themes, inflatables, and acts. And cap it off with Sunday Summer Fireworks presented by Crowder Law Firm and, as always, powered by Pyro Shows of Texas. A lot of fun to be had throughout the rest of the week. Rough Riders dropped this one by a final of 5-3 at the hands of the Hooks. Both teams now 1-1. In the young second half of this season, the Rough Riders already punched their ticket to the postseason, winning the first half title in the Texas League South. But why not rattle off the second half and win that as well? If you're the Rough Riders, want to be playing hot baseball headed into the postseason. Rough Riders lose 5-3. They drop to 45-26 on the year. 1-1 in this second half. Corpus Christi as well, 1-1 in the second half. And 27-44 overall. That's all for tonight. A beautiful Wednesday. We'll be back here 7:05 tomorrow. On behalf of my partner, Zach Bigley, I'm Luke Maley saying goodnight. Thanks for spending your Wednesday evening with us. We hope to catch you back here at Riders Field. 7:05 for a fun one tomorrow against the Hooks.
Thank you for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Rough Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. Until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!